This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys. How's things going?
We're doing well. I wanted to ask you...
Talking football, loving life.
Talking football. Oh, that's right.
Talking football, loving life.
Yes.
It's probably 70 degrees.
Hey.
It's supposed to be 106 today, Mick.
Yeah, you go pay all the taxes in California.
Yeah!
If you like. Make 30% of what you make in Texas.
I would imagine these people, when they see days like this, go, okay, I'll pay those taxes.
You know what? I get that point for short
just
periods
for a day,
of time.
Yeah.
I do get that.
Go on realtor.com.
It's 65. It's going to be 73. Come on.
Go get on realtor.com. See if you can afford a house there.
That's a good point.
I had a friend that was selling his house in Pasadena, and he was going to buy a house here in the Mandalay Beach area. And I thought he meant on, you know, one of those houses that opens up to the beach.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And I said, well, you told me you were going to buy a house on the beach. And he goes, I was about $3 million short.
Yep. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Those are expensive.
Yeah.
Oceanfront property in Arizona.
Oceanfront property.
Kind of like the Cowboys with the CD contract.
Oh, great.
No, I'm just kidding, man.
They're a couple million dollars short, you think?
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you about two players in particular. Not the biggest names in the world, but you just made a move for one of them. Your general thoughts about Andrew Booth and Julius Wood, maybe in this game, or maybe what, if anything, you've seen from them thus far in training camp. I realize Booth has not been here very long.
Yeah. And he ended up playing 45 snaps, by the way,
yeah,
in the game. Now, he was around the ball, right? But
yes.
He was around the ball because his guy was catching the ball.
Yes.
So I'm kind of 50-50 on him.
So you're less impressed by the tackles because you're like, give me a pass breakup.
Well, yeah. And I mean, he played a lot of snaps, but then I was thinking, well, maybe that's why Minnesota tried to do something different, right?
Well, how much of that, though, is the zone versus man?
Yeah, and it's not all zone all the time,
yeah,
though, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch a little more of it.
And obviously, Minnesota wasn't impressed with Nashawn Wright, right?
Yeah, good point.
They signed Gilmore.
Yeah.
And I hear it was for...
$7 million. Yes, up to ten
with incentives.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. He hadn't been here that long, so he was a former second round pick. But you know, you can say he was playing zone, but when you're getting beat 30 yards down the field, it's no longer zone.
That was
right?
Definitely he got beat. He got ripped open on that one for sure.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see how that one goes. It's going to be hard to crack this team as a safety, right?
Yeah.
They've got four for sure. Now, you know, sometimes you carry 10 DBs, five safeties, five cornerbacks just for, you know, special teams purposes. So a lot of that will depend on what those guys can do on special teams. But look at it this way. They got their top three corners, right? Now I think you can keep two more. So between Booth, Josh Butler,
Carson.
Let me think who else that they're
you know, Carson, right?
Keep
it,
trying to keep an eye on there. Let me just look this up real quickly here so
Hall.
I don't speak out of turn here. Kalen Carson's probably going to make the team, right?
Probably.
You would think. Josh Butler,
I
mentioned.
That.
And then Eric Scott. So between all those guys, maybe two more make it, and you have five. The safety, you've got four for sure because Wanye Thomas and Marquise Bell are having wonderful training camps and playing well in the preseason. So there might be one more spot for a safety to make this team. So, you know, from a depth standpoint, they got to find that fourth and fifth corner, though.
Yeah.
Some way they can rely on if there's an injury. And, it, you know, and I've mentioned this before. It came back last year to bite them in the playoff game when, you know, Gilmore shouldn't have been out there, but they thought that was better than putting Nashawn Wright out there, right? So that fourth corner, I think it's important. Now, Kalen Carson was showing up and playing well, and then he had to have a wisdom tooth removed, and so he did not play in the game. But I would imagine he's back he's back this week because I don't know if you guys have had your wisdom teeth taken out.
Ain't fun.
It's pretty painful. I remember when I had to come out and the guy goes, "Yeah, they're impacted and we're gonna take all four out."
Yes, that happened to me too.
And I said, "Do what?" And they go, "Yeah, and we're gonna, you know, you're gonna have to go into the hospital." And this was back a long time ago, right? They probably perfected it a lot more. And then I realized why he said all four at once, because once you get the two out, you probably wouldn't go back and get the other two out.
Because you're not smart enough anymore.
Okay.
That's right.
Because
you lost some wisdom.
Oh my God.
Boy, thank goodness Mike's here.
Mickey. I have all my wisdom teeth.
That's why you're so wise.
Yeah, I was like, I can't afford them.
That's why he's a wise guy.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
Look at that.
That's true.
Mickey, do we have a center or do we have two centers?
I think you have the ability to have two guys that can either start at center or the other guy can help out at center and also play guard. So that's one of those things where you gotta, you know, you gotta have a swing guy that can do both, that can be active on game day when you only get
yes.
48. And I think they've got that covered. What they don't have covered is a backup swing tackle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because now, you know, Guyton's the guy, but now who's next? Because there's not a lot of experience left. And, you know, one of the guys that they were going to look at there, a young guy that hadn't played yet, Earl Bostic, you know, suffers the injury, and he's going to end up going on injured reserve along with Chuma. So, which, by the way, they got a new rule this year. You know how you used to have to put the guy on the 53 for one day and
yeah.
then you could move him to IR and recall? You're going to get two guys that you can put on IR before the 53 that you can recall.
Oh, okay. Very
and then
nice.
I think that limits you to six guys during the season that if you put them on 53 or they get hurt at some point, that you can bring them back after the, 4 weeks, I think it was. So they kind of changed that rule. So the Cowboys kind of got to manipulate that today to get Carl Lawson on the roster to actually sign him after signing trading for Jordan Phillips last week, who, by the way, ended up playing 10 snaps in the game.
Now, you've talked a lot about, especially for certain players, the importance of these games. I am curious your thought about how much does the drop in a big situation by Cropper hurt him in a competitive race to make this team for a wide receiver spot.
Yeah, and that's another one that's, you know, after you get by three or four guys, are you going to keep five? Can someone force you to keep six? And that's going to be kind of in conjunction with what do you do at tight end and running back? How many you keep there? You know, you're going to keep five wide receivers.
Sure.
Sure. You know, I don't know if Brooks has done enough to be for sure the fifth. Turpin's definitely going to be considered the fourth, or they may look at him as kind of special teams receiver and say, well, I can qualify keeping another legitimate receiver, but somebody's going to have to step up and be consistent. And Cropper's one of those guys where, you know, we talked about, okay, we see you, but then do I see you the next day or do I see you the next game?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's going to make that decision. But I think they're going to – and, you know, we always say this, and I think other teams probably say that too. It's like, oh, man, we got so many guys. They're going to end up playing somewhere else. And then sometimes they don't, and they make it onto the practice squad.
Yeah, so, I mean that's fine as long as your team is the 53 you take is stacked. You're feeling pretty good,
right,
about moving on from somebody that could be pretty good for somebody else too.
You know, and then you know now and kind of the same things happening at the running back position, right?
Okay,
Deuce finally gets back after being out for a week with a hamstring, and he kind of showed you a dimension
he looked great.
That the other guys don't have. Right, he's a little different running back. You know, we thought Royce Freeman there for a while. And he's looked well, and then Malik Davis kind of stepped up, and then now Deuce showed that, you know, I can do this that these other guys can't, right? That was the Deuce Vaughn I think the Cowboys were looking for. You know, I mean, he makes a cut in a moment, right? And he did it twice in the game where guys just missed. They thought they had him, and he zipped right around them. So it'll be interesting. It could come down to what they think he can add on special teams if they can keep four running, and I'm counting the fullback as a running back, right? So
yeah.
You can keep four. I don't know that you can keep five because Hunter Lipke is going to be on this team. I just watch all the different things McCarthy's using him for, you know, and they're expanding his role. So, you know, and when they didn't play Rico Dowdle, then he's on the team, right?
Yeah.
Zeke's on the team. Lipke's on the team. Now, is there a fourth guy that you're going to keep? And I would imagine they want to, so we'll see where that one goes. But, hey, it's a good problem to have, more so than what they have at tackle, where you're sitting there going, okay, who's the backup to Guyton? And I don't think they're sold on anybody just yet.
Well, and it's also a good, like, knowing what your offense kind of can. Doesn't have to be, you know, game breakers, because all you really got to do is get the ball to midfield and let your kicker take over.
That's right.
You know, you guys, I went out yesterday. I was kind of taking a walk, and I was on the field, and I stood on the 46-yard line, and it's like, boy, those uprights look pretty skinny from here.
It's so far away.
And I walked it. It took me 84 steps to get to,
oh my gosh,
to the back of the end zone, right? That's how far away it is. And the fact that not only did he hit it good when so we're at the top of the stadium, right?
Yep.
I was in the TV booth helping with the spotting and stats for the TV crew, and I felt like I had a drone look, like I was looking
You're
at
way
the game
up there,
from
yeah.
right on top of the field, right? And as soon as he hit it, I said, "He's got it now." Will the ball stay straight? And it's dead solid, perfect, right down the middle from 66.
Would have been good from 72.
I saw that next gen stat. I was thinking for sure for 70 because it hit the wall right for the stands. So it went way past that. And by the way, so the record, Justin Tucker, right, 66?
Yep.
His bounced over the crossbar.
So this should count even more.
Yeah.
I know it won't. But.
You know, I tried looking that up, and I couldn't find anything official. The only thing I could find when I Googled it was some guy named Ola Kimren hit from 65 in a preseason game.
Oh.
And whatever source it was, and it was an official claim, that was the longest in the preseason. But 66, and it cleared it by that much.
That is so very impressive.
All you got to do, yeah, you get to the 50 and or at least the 48, right? I think that's where they were, and let it go. And he just it hit it so solid. But the conditions were perfect, right?
Yes.
It's indoors. There's no humidity basically. The grass was perfect, and it was at the end of the half. So there's no repercussion if you miss, right? And you end up getting the ball, the other team gets the ball that close to the goal line. So, well, not that close. But
ask Auburn
at
about that in Alabama,
right?
When they played a play, when they played a game.
The kick six, that's right.
That's right. So, yeah, and that's the other thing that could happen too. So, but at the end of the half, you know, and you just got to get close. And it's a heck of a weapon. Yeah, and, you know, the previous record was 65, and then the previous record to that was 63. Now it's in the NFL, it's 66, and
yeah,
these guys are just booming. I don't know if you guys weren't around for Tom Dempsey, right, when he hit
it. I'm sorry, I was not. I'm sorry.
So I don't know if we have time for this.
Unfortunately, we are up against the break.
Well, let's postpone it till tomorrow.
There
and
you
I'll
go.
Tell you the rest of that story.
Oh, thank you very much, Mr. Paul Harvey. We will catch up with Mickey Spagnuolo tomorrow, DallasCowboys.com. That's Steve Harvey. You don't know Paul Harvey? Are you serious?
Thanks, Mickey. Bye.
help me out.
He is a iconic radio broadcaster who's the best I've ever heard at, he died, and the best I've ever heard at segueing into commercials and you still thinking it was part of the show.
And he's that's the rest
yeah,
of the story.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Kind
of
like Mel Allen.
Yeah. Wouldn't you be upset if people didn't know who that was?
I wouldn't care.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece, where I think Kalen Carson's going to make the team.
Heck
coming
yeah!
up next, it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Three receivers to the left side. Cousins under pressure, and down he goes. They finally get to him. Randy Gregory.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And it's time for Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend? And why was it Randy Gregory yet again? The Bucs are planning to release Randy Gregory this week because, you know, he still hasn't shown up. He didn't report to training camp, missed two preseason games after filing a lawsuit against the NFL and the Denver Broncos over discrimination. Now, you might argue that at least it's not that team anymore, so show up to your new team who you did sign a deal with, but he has not. And I can't remember who it was with the Broncos. They're like, yeah, we don't know. We might never know why he just didn't show up.
Maybe he's waiting for Jerry to make a move, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe he's like, I went to El Paso, and I waited.
They need defensive ends. You said that.
El Paso.
Yeah, they don't have defensive ends, Kevin.
Okay, you don't want him, though, right?
Why not?
Because he's not good at football.
Bobby told me we made a major mistake not giving him $75
million.
Well,
Bobby has been proven wrong about that over and over again. The best he ever was mid, and he causes all kinds of problems.
Like, name one.
Like not showing up, and you don't know why.
He had, can't fail if you don't show up.
3.5 sacks last year.
Heck yeah. How many guards did he ride that pulled?
He's had up to 6 sacks in a season before.
Yeah, great. The last time that happened was 3 years ago.
On our team?
No, that was dead.
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
It was with the Cowboys.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
He played in 12.
Zeke, why can't we bring back Rand?
He played in 12 games. That year, he started 11 out of 12 games. He had never started more than one game before that. Total.
And what has happened to his illustrious career since then?
He had 3.5 sacks, I told you.
They discriminated against him. And then, I think it's obvious he got discriminated against. Uh-huh. They wouldn't allow him to be himself.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was like, hold on, I accidentally signed with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I accidentally signed this other deal for a different team that I'm not currently suing, but I'm not going to show up or tell anybody why I'm not there.
How wild would it be? And this would be like such a Randy Gregory thing. I'm not saying this is true, okay? I just want to make sure I put that out there first. But wouldn't it be such a Randy Gregory thing if the story came out, he didn't show up because his agent signed the paperwork for him? And he was just like,
yeah.
I didn't want to play there. I was actually done. And he's just, that would be wild. But it would be, you would believe it because you're like, it's Randy Gregory.
I like Todd Bowles taking passive aggressiveness to a whole nother level because he was asked, what's the depth like without Randy Gregory? And he said, quote, well, we never had him to begin with. So he hasn't been here. So we're okay
we're all
with
right.
the depth we've got. And so he's like, we're not without him. We were never with him, so we couldn't be without him. And somewhere Bono's like, that makes sense to me. All right.
With or without you.
That's right.
You too.
Thank you, Corey, for picking up on
Man,
that.
You're a big guy. You love you too.
I do not.
Do you know all their songs?
Man, I know like a handful of their songs.
It's a beautiful day.
I know that one.
With or without you.
That's two.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
How's that one go?
Sunday Bloody. I just said it. Yeah. Like that's pretty much all I know of it.
They just go Sunday Bloody.
Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Thank you. I'm familiar with that song.
And
as
then
well.
The Sweetest Thing.
What?
Oh, whoa. The sweetest thing.
That's you too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. Too legit to quit.
That's MC Hammer.
I still think U2's best album.
I think U2 wrote it for him.
Okay, I don't know if that is factually accurate or not. We'll look into that.
Now, sweat running all down my chest. I don't quit now. I just press harder than I ever did before. Okay, go ahead.
Did you know that Noah's birthday this weekend was a too legit to quit party?
I had no clue.
It was.
What day?
It was on Saturday.
Happy birthday, Noah.
Is the CFL, are they wankers of the weekend? Because they have reinstated Chad Kelly on his, quote, last chance agreement. If you have to give someone a last chance agreement, don't you think, like, maybe we shouldn't take this chance? Now, Chad Machine Gun Kelly, who you remember had issues prior in his life when he told everyone at the bar to stay there so he could go get his gun and take care of things. They did not. And then he was suspended in the CFL following an independent investigation into a lawsuit filed by a former strength and conditioning coach against Kelly for sexual harassment. But they're like, you know what? One more chance. I think it's going to work this time.
He had a number of conditions, though, right? He has to go to some meetings and stuff.
Sure.
He has to reflect the need for him to demonstrate a continued commitment to upholding league standards.
Now, that one makes no sense to me. I get how you can force someone to go to the meetings. How are you going to force someone to reflect on what they've done? I know they can say that, but like, how can you monitor that?
So what does he need? I mean, because if he keeps getting those chances, that's not rock bottom, right? Does he need a rock bottom to be able to work things out? Or
yeah, that's a good question.
And that is that. Doesn't that stink sometimes when you have all that talent and you never really truly hit rock bottom because you don't get that experience of there's nobody left. If you always have somebody there, it's like they kind of enable it. And then when there's nobody there, you're very lonely and you got to figure some things out yourself. I don't know exactly what he needs, man. He's had some troubles, though.
From the 817, man, this is a great point. And this is what I always think of with U2. I understand where their place in musical history, but do y'all remember when Apple and U2 forced their free album onto everyone with an iPhone? And then, like, the number one trend in the world was how to remove that crappy U2 album?
I do, because I didn't. Like one day I looked at my iTunes was like, what is this? Where did I get this? I didn't buy this, did I? But I kept it just because why would I want to get rid of it? It's a U2 album.
I heard it was not good, though.
It wasn't that good.
Okay. All right.
But it's still a U2 album. From the 214, whoa. Randy's hanging out there where the streets have no name.
I cannot confirm.
Well, he's turning this mother out.
Certainly not deny that. I can't. I don't know. Now, this one's tough. Because she's an American champion and an awesome Olympian.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Not Caitlin
honestly.
Clark.
She didn't make the cut. Is Simone Biles the wanker of the weekend for showing up at a Bears game to support her husband, Jonathan Owens, who, again, plays for the Bears, but had a custom-made jacket of Jonathan Owens from his time with the Packers, and that's the jacket that she wore to the Bears game.
Mike, I need you to understand this part. Jonathan Owens is the football player who was allowed to leave training camp to go to Paris to see Simone Biles, his wife,
yep,
perform. The Bears said, hey, go do it. Go support
her. Which
is
great.
And then when he gets back, the Bears invite Simone Biles into the stadium, you know, to hang out for PR stuff. And she shows up in a Jonathan Owens Green Bay Packers jacket.
That's who he played for last year?
That's who correct. He played for before, yes. And in Bears country at their stadium.
It's inspiration. I tried this with the Cowboys.
And how did that go?
They went 12-5.
That's one of the, because of Aaron Rodgers and the whole, like, I own you, I still own you stuff. Like, that rivalry is as intense as any rivalry there is in the NFL. And I just don't. I know Bears fans are upset about it and everything, and they should be.
Where do you? I think it's rightful.
I think it's okay to be upset about it.
Okay, sorry.
That being said, she still did win. She still did bring home gold for our country.
Corey Majors said that you're a wanker of the
weekend. She should have. I don't know what. Why couldn't she get a Jonathan Owens Bears coat and wear that one instead?
Till he makes the team.
It's a good question.
Oh, that's a good point.
There's a Topps card of Wyatt Langford that's not a Wyatt Langford out there, so.
Yeah.
Why not?
Ooh.
Guys, don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about. All right. This one I'm intrigued to get y'all's feedback on. Are NFL players who think they should just automatically be on the Olympic flag football team the wankers of the weekend? Because Darryl Doucette, who is the quarterback for the Team USA for now, flag football team, said NFL players are disrespectful to the sport by just assuming they could just get put on the team. He goes, you just think you're going to be able to walk on the field and make the Olympic team because of your name, right?
There's some nuance to flag football.
Sure.
That is like, you hear anybody that really plays competitive flag football, they look at it completely different than they look at it in the NFL. So there's definitely some nuance. They're like
Kavanaugh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to get you. Yes, exactly. You'd have to get used to those parts of it. We'll take you down because we know we have different things that we set up. That being said, the NFL players are premier athletes. They aren't bums that are walking out there. But yeah, man, it's I don't think it's cool whenever you're like, yeah, I could just run your sport. Just because you're an athlete in another sport. We've seen many people show up on a baseball field and look foolish, either trying to throw the ball or hit the ball. It's not easy to just walk out. Bobby tries to act like it's easy to go out there and hit a golf ball. It is not.
Yeah, we still haven't seen that, right?
We'll never see it. It'll never happen.
Has Bobby done anything like athletic?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. Probably, right?
But we'll never see that happen. So I do think it is a little disrespectful whenever you talk like that. But if you're going to talk that way, show up. You know, if you're going to say, hey, I could walk out there and do that right now, then actually show up. Don't just talk about it. Go show up and see what it's like to be against those people and see if you actually could handle it.
I did not realize that there were such strong opinions about the Simone Biles thing. Here's one from the 601. As a Bears fan, I do not want to see her face in the stadium this season unless she gives a Bears Nation-wide apology.
Okay.
Man, that's a lot. And then people were talking about if Dan Quinn's wife showed up at the Washington game in a Cowboys jersey, that would probably also be problematic. At least it was the preseason, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably so.
Wouldn't it be a collared shirt? Dan Quinn never wore a jersey.
I mean, Jonathan Owens never wore a jacket to play football.
The last part of the sentence made your sentence a lot better.
I was just waiting for, you're telling me he's never worn a jacket. That is
he lived in Green Bay and he's in Chicago and he never wore a jacket.
Plenty of jackets.
That's fair. On the football field. Thank you for making sure that we stick to the letter of the law.
Dude, can you imagine living in Green Bay during like December and being like, nah, I'm just going to tough it out. We'll ask Broadus about that later.
You know what? And also at some point today, because I see these memes all of the time, we're going to have an impromptu versus, which is better, 30 degrees or 105 degrees? Because I see a lot of people who are like, give me the sun. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Which of the seven new NFL coaches is best situated to win? Next on The Fan.
But a few of the stars are back. Herbert going deep. Downfield for Joshua. Palmer got it! Touchdown, Chargers!
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. By the way,
we're talking football here?
Yes.
You're kidding.
What a concept. Gridiron Gravy brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Now, let me start with this question for y'all. There's seven new NFL head coaches. Which one of them do you think is best situated to win right now? And Mike, I will assume you do not think that it is Carolina.
They get a new quarterback?
Not as of yet.
I mean, when you talk about stacking quarterbacks, that's a team that needs to stack a quarterback. So Bryce can see, like, you take your backup quarterback, put Bryce on his shoulders, and then Bryce can see what NFL defenses are doing, so then he can complete passes.
I don't know. I mean, I did kind of anticipate that.
I'm going to go with Jim Harbaugh, Kevin.
Okay.
As the one that I think can turn things around the quickest, because he's actually coached in the NFL before, so he understands all the red tape and everything that he has to deal with. Plus, he knows he can't go back to college.
He knows
football.
How to tear tape up and go right past those lines.
That is a fair point.
Yeah. So I think he's the one that stands the best chance of having success this year.
What about Mike McDonald from Seattle? Could you
good
see
burgers sometimes?
Aren't they average?
I think that's fair.
Yeah. I got a lot.
Do you think the Chargers will be average or better?
Average.
Okay.
I will be shocked. I'll tell you what, if Jim Harbaugh can get Herbert to play up to his talent level, my gosh, then they'll probably win close to 12 games, right around that number. Herbert will show these unbelievably great plays and then screw you over at some point that just like, son of a gun, dude, how were you so good for four straight plays and then were that bad on that one play to hurt us so bad?
Raheem Morris also, I think, some of the things, the pieces they have in place in Bijan Robinson. I know he's not necessarily the second coming of Jerry Rice yet, but Kyle Pitts.
And Tony Gonzalez all in one.
Yeah, all in one. But yesterday was kind of weird. They were just like, hey, Michael Penix is not going to get any playing time. We're
For the rest of the preseason, we're done.
We're throwing Heinicke out there because maybe somebody will see Taylor Heinicke and want to trade for him. That's like they've never seen Taylor Heinicke before. They were like, we're just trying to remind people that he's out there.
Now we're going to attempt to have a list inside a list. So listception just a little bit. Since we were talking about Justin Herbert, Peyton Manning said his top five quarterbacks in the NFL right now are Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. I get it.
Who said this?
Peyton Manning.
Because of Herbert's talent.
Pretty good source.
Well, it's because Herbert throws a football like he never could.
That's the thing about... I hear what Manning,
right.
Manning is in almost every scout and everything. Yeah. When you watch Justin Herbert play the position on certain plays, you're like, there might not be anybody better. I would say no matter what Patrick Mahomes is. But that's the talent he has. It just has not been displayed in team wins.
No, Mike's dead on. Everything you watch of him, you're like, okay, the ball jumps out of his hand. He can throw it forever, too. Like, he can throw it really far. All the things. He can run. He's athletic. Yeah, all these things are...
He's tall.
He's built... He is the prototype. If you were to say, what do you want in a quarterback? He looks like it. But then it's the, where's the consistency? Yeah. So that's he's dead on right there.
So ESPN broke it down like this. They have the Seahawks in the best position with the Chargers second, the Falcons third. This is for teams with new head coaches. Washington right in the middle at fourth, then the Patriots, then the Titans, then probably not surprising to you, Mike, the Carolina Panthers are in dead last on this list.
They will be drafting a quarterback in the 2025 draft.
Ooh.
When it comes to Seattle, I feel like Atlanta has a chance to win their division.
Okay.
I don't feel like Seattle, tell me I'm wrong here, but San Francisco I think is going to run away with that division. Maybe not, but and then I see LA Rams are a solid team. Like they're a 500 team that could play a couple games better than that. I just don't see Seattle as a team that can.
But if Seattle goes like 10-7, whereas let's say Atlanta goes 9-8, but wins their division, then are you like, well, Seattle had the better record? Are you like, yeah, but Atlanta won their division?
It's a good question. I guess both coaches would be secure in keeping their job, right? And you'd be like, hey, this is a good path. We went down.
I think with the talent evaluation of John Schneider up there as the GM, and then adding Michael McDonald to this, who has spent his entire life in the Baltimore system, could be a over time, Kevin, you're going to go, wow, they're consistently good, because that's what Baltimore is, right? Like you're like, they're always in the mix of things. You're always considering them as one of those tough teams because they have a built culture that is good at football. And I think at some point, Seattle, over the next 5 years of McDonald's career, if he takes what he learned in Baltimore to that, then you're going to go, wow, he's been really good. I just don't see it immediate impact. But I could be wrong. It could happen. Maybe Geno just rocks out there and does it again, man.
Now, we made reference to this earlier in the show. Let's go to cut number 9. This is the call of Patrick Mahomes throwing his behind-the-back pass.
Mahomes keeps it, goes behind the back. Ooh. Kelsey's got it for the first down. How do you like that?
Well, they talked about it in practice this week, and Mahomes even talked about the fact that he said Andy wants him to do it in a game. Well, guess what? Here it is. Behind the back flip to Travis Kelce for the first down. Now all of a sudden it's another thing for defenses to worry about.
By the way, Andy Reid, he did encourage this, and he was like, look, basketball players throw behind the back passes all the time. And I like that line of thinking.
From that distance, I'm not saying it's easy, but obviously, there's certain distances you don't want to do that. Is he just reading? It looked like it was a defensive player. It was either an end or a tackle. And I guess he was kind of in front of him, so the lane was created for behind the back. It wasn't like I didn't know they talked about it so much beforehand. I just thought it was super creative.
And
he's probably
tried it
done
out.
But I guess he's just reading the defender. If the defender is in front of me, behind the back is the pass that he can't touch. If the guy's a little bit on me or behind me, I know that I'm just going to reach out and kind of sidearm it, and that creates the angle where the defender would have a tough time touching it.
On the rookie quarterback front, Sean Payton said it's encouraging to see how Bo Nix has played thus far, but he's not announcing a starting quarterback yet. To which Bo Nix said, and this is the right thing to say, it's not up to me to decide if I've won the starting job or not.
It's up to me to play.
That's the right thing to say, but from what you've seen of him, dude, he looks like he should have the starting job. I'm not saying that means he'll have X, Y, and Z success level, but it looks like he's earned the job.
I know it's preseason, but I am considering waiting until the very last pick in the draft to add a quarterback and go with Bo Nix. Simply because watching what he did in that game and the game before, he looks like he understands what he's supposed to be doing. Sean Payton looks like he knows the plays to call that put him in good position, and he's got Cortland Sutton and a handful of other good, talented offensive weapons to go to. I think, like, if Sean Payton does a good job of growing this player, then I think that he's going to be very good. And that's not something that I expected whenever Bo Nix was announced as the Denver Broncos quarterback, but he looks really good.
Now, a couple more quarterback notes for you. Mike Tomlin called his QB1 evaluation an, quote, incomplete study, as, well, neither one of them, Fields or Wilson, have looked particularly good thus far. However, I can't say positive things for the Raiders because they have decided that Gardner Minshew is the guy over Aiden O'Connell. Are you ready for more Gardner Minshew?
Okay, so he must have had a camp that just everybody was like, yes, it's the best.
Yeah.
Because what we saw against the Cowboys on Saturday night was not very good at all.
Fair.
And honestly, I thought Aiden O'Connell looked better than Gardner Minshew did in that specific game. So I'm just guessing. There's two things that I'm going with. A, he had a really good camp, and that's what has been the deciding factor. B, he just kind of looks like a Raiders quarterback, you know, he kind of acts like it, walking around in nothing but a jock strap doing chin-ups and stuff. Like, that's just kind of what they expect over there as a Raiders QB.
It is amazing, too, that he's only 28. Feels like we've been talking about him a long time already. All right, worst quarterback news. Daniel Jones still exists and plays football. In his first quarter of game action since tearing his ACL, he threw two interceptions on the first three drives. He almost threw an interception on his first pass.
Mm-hmm.
So Daniel Jones said,
but then he calmed down.
Does it when it's, you know, a position where the other team can score a touchdown on the interception.
He calmed down, though, and he connected with Slayton and Malik Nabers and finally got things going there. So don't forget about that part. Mm-hmm.
Don't
he had to
worry.
Get those nerves out there.
He's thinking about it, Dookie. He's from Duke.
Yes.
Not, and so he can't just do. He has to think.
He has to Duke. In the first quarter, he said afterwards, obviously that quarter did not go how we wanted. And I like that.
That one didn't happen.
That's a good quote.
That one didn't happen. You just move on to the next one.
That's a better quote than cut number 13. Let's go to Jim Irsay. Their head coach, the Colts head coach, is Shane Steichen. He has some really high expectations for where Steichen's going to go.
I don't know why, you know, I'm not trying to put too much pressure on him, but, you know, Don Shula's name kind of rings a bell with him a little bit. And, you know, he's so intense and, you know, attention to detail as well.
How many bourbons do you think he had before he went on TV or radio?
Who you just talked?
That was Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts.
I am not the world's biggest Jim Irsay fan.
Is he a pill guy?
Well, that has happened in the past.
Alleged. I just,
yes.
Based on the fact that he goes, he said Dame instead of name. I'm just going with that at the moment. But hey, man.
So you do not think I should start to hold Shane Steichen up to the resume of Don Shula?
Also, no. But okay. I'm also not like, I'm not taking Irsay's word for anything. So I'm just,
man,
obviously.
That's a good point.
Dame.
That is a very good point.
You heard that, right?
Hold on. Play that part. I'm sorry. Play that one more time.
I don't know why, you know, I'm not trying to put too much pressure on him, but, you know, Don Shula's name
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Kevin, I've had drinks before, right?
Sure.
I know things.
Well.
Yeah, thank okay. you very much.
I saw that elevator.
Remember
video.
Vegas?
Yes.
Look.
Vegas.
Mistakes were made. And what happens in Vegas, I'm told, stays in Vegas. So
you still feel that way after the discussions.
I'm a little embarrassed at what happened that night. And that's why I am where I am today.
Man.
Remember almost, that lady almost who 3 weeks on those, over. That big wire thing or whatever?
What? Yes, I have a video of it. I posted it on Instagram.
And you made me talk to her.
Yeah, you asked her what her favorite sandwich was, and she told her it was a really good sandwich, actually. Huh. You missed out on that one, Kevin.
I'm really sorry.
She was a bird, and she was flying on a wire, and Mike talked to her.
In Vegas.
What?
No, only cool. in Vegas.
Only in Vegas, baby.
And we were like way where we weren't supposed to be either.
We were lost.
Okay.
We did. They pulled up and now dropped us off in just some this. Random spot. And we're like, get out, guys.
We're supposed to go up here. They're like, you're not even supposed to be here.
Oh, no. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, and I'm hoping people can help us out with this. What is there to look forward to the rest of the Rangers season? 877-881-1053. It's a fair question.
Barry Fish.
I think it's a foul question.
Barry, text in. YouTube. What are we doing?
Dex on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.